I lost my puppy. I opened the door before I put on his leash, and he ran out. Now it's dark and starting to rain.
I hope you can find him. I know you love him so much that you don't want to be without him. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. As always, my name is Zach. So one time, my dog Chester ran away in our neighborhood and I had to search everywhere for him. It was getting late and I was beginning to lose hope, and then I heard Chester's bark. I followed the sound and guess what? I found him hiding under a bush. You know, Jesus came to find you because he loves you so much. Luke 19:10 tells us, "The Son of Man, Jesus, has come to seek and to save the lost." Let's learn more about that. Our story today is entitled, Lost and Found. Straker, where are you? Zion tried to hold back the tears as he searched the barn for his beagle pup. Zion had made the mistake of opening the front door before he'd placed Straker in his harness. Now Straker was gone. Straker, come here! Straker, come here! Zion looked in each of the open stalls, hoping to see that cute white snout and those curious brown eyes peek out through the hay. Did you find him? Dad walked into the barn carrying a rain poncho and two flashlights. He's not in here, Dad. Zion wiped at his tears with his sleeve. Where could he be? It's getting dark outside and it's starting to rain. Squatting down to Zion's height, Dad looked him in the eye. I don't think Stryker's gone far, Zion. We've got a big farm and he's a little pup, but don't worry, we'll keep looking until we find him. Zion nodded, wiped his eyes once more, and followed Dad down the path toward the pond. The rain pelted his poncho and the wind kept tugging his hood off his head, but Zion was determined not to go home without Stryker. 2 hours later, Zion and Dad found Stryker huddled beneath a thicket of pine trees at the far end of the cornfield. His coat was covered with mud, but his tail beat a steady rhythm on Zion's chest when he scooped him up in a hug. Come on, buddy, Zion took Stryker in his strong arms. Let's get home so we can get all warm and dry. You know something, Dad? Zion said as he followed his dad home. What we did tonight for Stryker is a lot like what God does for us. You think so? Sure. Zion looked at the moon that was now peeking out from behind the clouds. God loves us so much that he doesn't want us to be lost and without him. Jesus came to find us and save us. That's right, said Dad. As they reached their front porch, Zion smiled as he opened the door. It feels really good to be loved that much, doesn't it, Dad? His dad smiled back. It sure does. Well, what about you? Do you ever feel lost or alone? God loves you and he doesn't want you to be lost. He sent his son Jesus to save you from sin and give you an eternal home with him. He promises to always be there for you. You don't have to be lost and alone anymore. Why not trust in Jesus today? To learn more about what it means to trust in Jesus, just get your parents' permission first. Then go to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse is Luke 19:10.
The Son of Man, Jesus, has come to seek and to save the lost.
And our key thought for Sunday, Jesus came to find you. Discover the clues to a great school year. Join Keys for Kids Radio's Crack the Code giveaway to win prizes and find out what you can do to make this year the best it can be. Starting Monday, August 21st, we're giving away a prize pack every day. You could win Keys for Kids t-shirts, cinch sacks, or the big one, a Garmin VivoFit Junior watch. Don't miss out on everything this school year can be. Activate your name at keysforkids.net and tap Crack the Code. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.